AWR Powered by SID Media.
It is 6:37. We're going to be having our conversation on life insurance with Mati Setsomate. She's a financial advisor, going to be talking us through all things financial advice, all things life cover, actually. You know, I keep saying, many of us are really, really eager when it comes to kind of insuring all things, right? Insuring our physical assets, insuring cars, houses, and whatever else. But many of us don't take the time to insure our lives. And I think that's really, really important. It's our most valuable asset. I don't know, do you believe in life insurance? I know people that are vehemently opposed to it. And I think that that's a conversation that needs to be had quite a bit, whether or not life cover makes sense, whether or not we should be considering life cover. I think that it's a conversation that is warranted, especially as we've come from a pandemic. I think we've got our financial advisor on the line. I hope so. It is Mati Setsomate. Good morning, Mati Setso.
Good morning.
Hi,
how are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm great. I hope you can hear me properly.
Very clearly. Welcome to Glorious Morning with me, Khomotso.
Thank you. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Sure. I mean, we're speaking life insurance, and I was just saying in my intro, many of us, you know, are pretty meticulous when it comes to insuring physical assets, but never the most valuable, so to speak, asset, that we have, and that is our lives. Maybe you could just paint a picture of how we're looking today as a country in terms of life insurance. It's not very popular, is it?
It actually is. This is an industry that has been in existence for over a century. And it's just that it's not truly spoken of in great light. And it's made out to be as if it's inaccessible. So let's start at the beginning. I like what you said when you said, you know, we don't really appreciate the power that insurance is and can do. And we always... it with our material possessions at our house, our cars, and everything, but never, we never see ourselves as the first asset, because without you, those things don't exist, right? So you are the most important asset or the greatest asset ever, and your income earning ability is what is making insurance business to exist. So that's where it starts. We're looking at your ability to earn. So in the event, so there are six events that we address in insurance, that is living too long or dying too soon. As you can see with the COVID, what happened, you know, it left nobody, you know, untouched, whether you were young, you were old, but we literally got to appreciate, you know, the gift of life or the lack thereof, if your things are not in order. And then we look at disability, we look at critical illness and temporary illness in the event that you're unable to work due to sickness or injury. So this is the basis, and as well education, of course, and retirement and savings. All of these are the events that make insurance to exist. So it's a very, very broad concept. I don't want to lose my thought process. So what happened is that when we start with insurance or financial planning or financial advice, whichever what people are used to, we're looking at income. So we're looking at, in those events, should they happen, we don't want you to lose your standard of living, okay? So we protect your standard of living so that you can have enough time to recuperate, and if not, that will be on the income protection side or your in your sickness and injury. So if you are unable to work, we need to ensure that the money is replaced, and there is a policy called income protection. And then in the event of death, we have a policy called e-life cover. So e-life cover, in essence, is what holds your life together. I hope one day when you call me, we can actually break it down so that I can help people see the power that's true, that is. And then what we do as well with e-life cover, we address estate planning, actually estate liquidity needs, and then that's what we use to inject money in someone's estate. And not only that, we also use e-life cover to address the living needs, the living expenses needs of a family, should the person that they are relying on pass on. And then again, is what we use to inject money in the legacy of a household or of a family. So it's a lot of things. And then when it comes to your disability themselves, they do have their own standalone benefits, and you can as well accelerate the life cover, meaning you can attach them to the life cover, and then in the claim stage, they can reduce the life cover, which is something that I wouldn't truly advise. But we're not talking advice today. And then we have critical illness as well. You can attach to the life cover, but you do get all of that in standalone. So what's important truly when it comes to insurance and to help people see it as something extremely powerful is to understand that if your income ability stops, then your life is collapsed in its entirety. So any money that you need, your future income, you buy. Mm. So that's where you see most like companies when it comes to short term or household, they are insuring the value that they have given to you. Mm. So that even in the next 20 years, they can still recoup what they've given to you. So you also have to be it to yourself, because each and everything exists or succeed because of risk management. Whether you are investing, whether you're running a business, you have to look at components that can impact on your investment or business to succeed. Similarly with personal financial planning, you look at events that can impact on your ability to income, and you address them.
So let me just come in there. So what you're basically saying is that life insurance or life cover, which I think is the same thing, is not necessarily just for in the event of death.
No, it plays a major roles in life. I mean, you can see the life cover when you take up debt. It plays so many roles. So I would say to people with that, they need to really, really get in touch with their financial advisor or their broker and do what we call a financial need analysis. It's a responsibility of a good financial advisor to gather the right information from the client and do what we call a financial need analysis, because that has the power to give the gaps in the client's financial planning. And then if there's experience at the level that some of us are, they can do what we call estate liquidity calculation, because you begin with the end in mind, and what that calculation does is it is able to display even the cost of you not being here. And that is a very complex but very, again, understandable process should one engage themselves in. So e-life cover is actually a tool. So it's not really looking at death only. It's looking at today when you are here, if you need to get that, can extend surety, because now companies, even the banks, don't want to give out debt and you don't have a life insurance in place.
Okay, so that's the one. So that's the one way you can make it work for you while you're alive as surety for debt. And then what's another way for you to make it work for you while you're alive?
So another way, there's a leveraging concept which exists in South Africa that people don't know about, that because they only thought of insurance as something that, you know, money is going down the drain, but it's not the case. Right now, these companies are so clever, and they really reward people staying with them for a long period of time. So the leveraging concept is saying, like, use your premium to its maximum. You are able to put it in, and then with, let's say, in 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, or even at age 65 when you go on to retirement, they are able to give you back all your premiums And some companies, you're able to actually have them with their buying power. So that money is like a tax-free investment within your life policy. So it's something very, very, very interesting that people can actually channel these funds, and then in the near future, they'll be able to use them to maybe give their children startup capital, whatever that they may need, whether it's buying their first house, their first car, or starting their own business. So there's so many use to insurance that people don't know, but if they were to sit with someone that can truly open this world to them correctly, you will see the value that comes with it. So there's so many things that you can achieve.
What's an affordable premium for life cover?
That's a very, it's very difficult to answer
yeah,
that question.
Yeah.
Because there are factors,
sure.
There are factors that play a role when it comes to pricing or meaning risk, assessing the risk with the insurance, and they look at whether you smoke or you don't smoke, they look at your qualification, they look at your age, they look at your income, they look at whether you do hazardous extreme things, sports, or you go bungee jumping, or whether you're a biker, they'll also look, they make sure that the risk pool, you know, is within their category. So you have to have that in mind. Other companies, they don't underwrite. They'll tell you, okay, sharp, nga, this life cover. But what people don't know is that they actually do underwrite, but at claim stage. So you're not there anymore to speak for yourself, right? So
what does underwrite? Just explain what underwriting is, so we don't assume that everyone understands.
Okay.
Yeah.
Underwriting is a company assessing the risk associated with your health. So it's you undergoing medical tests. It can be HIV, cholesterol, cotinine test, which assess whether you smoke or not, and as well it looks into depending on your age, you can even go for effort ECG. There's so many things that they check to run and to ensure that, you know what, the risk that they are taking on board is assessed. Remember, with life insurance, you are transferring risk associated with your life to a pool of people, because it's like crowdfunding. It's people coming together. So if your life is worth $10 million, it's coming from the number of people that are under these insurance companies. But in South Africa, we are blessed that our insurance companies have been in existence for over a century. So they have, like macro, you know, they are too big to fail, even to say that. So you put your life in the hands, you participate in a pool of people, so that when you undergo, if you're also anyway to undergo a life event, that money is coming to your family to assist them with their financial needs. Also, it's very difficult to tell people that you pay 300 or 200, especially in my space. It's very important that we do things accordingly. Otherwise, some insurance do not pay out.
So they don't pay out, but if you withhold information, under what circumstances do they not pay out?
If you did not disclose, of course, if you didn't check the facts, because they do investigate. That's why you see people end up in jail, right? People can think that insurance companies don't investigate the claim. They do investigate them. So if it's fine, they call it contract validation.
Yeah.
So should they find that whatever you told them it's not true, then they have grounds to declare your cover null and void and pay back all the premiums that is to the people that are the beneficiaries of the estate.
Sure. So this is a conversation I definitely want to continue with you, hopefully even next week, as soon as next week. But I want to give you an opportunity to just give us some parting shots, because we have run out of time.
Okay. So what's important right now, you know, what we are all sitting off is debt. So what you need to do is to sit with a financial advisor. Don't self-medicate. It's a very, very a complex process. Sit with someone that's very reputable and assess the risk associated with your life. Number two. And number three, assess. No, estate planning is a document that you should always be having, like today. Because money that goes into your estate, it's actually the money that you buy. You don't work for your legacy. You buy that money. And it's something that I can explain should people want to contact me. You are free to share my details. But the money towards your legacy, towards your kids, towards the people that you care about, that money you buy, you put a will in place to address your wishes or to share with the people with you, this is what I wish to see happening. Understand? And then once you've assessed that and you're able to assess with it, how much am I worth today and future? And then you make sure that you put what you call income protection in place that will protect income earning ability. You fail to do that, you think that 50,000 is just small money, but projected over 30 or 40 years, it can amount to millions and millions and millions. And that's your income earning ability. You need to ensure that it's well taken care of. And you know, expenses when it comes to a medical condition, dread disease, you had a heart attack, or so people sometimes they just give up because of they don't have the money to care for their medical expenses. So make sure that you also have that in place. And then I think with that having said, I think I encourage people to really look at their affairs correctly.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Yeah, you can just quickly just share your number and your email address very quickly for the listeners.
Okay. My email address is matiseto@lwealth, which is elwealth.co.za. My number is 071-879-5530.
All right, that's my
decision. I'm on Instagram, L Wealth Management. I'm on Facebook, Financial Planning Space. I'm on LinkedIn as Matisse Somati.
All right. Thank you so much for that, Matisse. It's all. We appreciate it, and we definitely look forward to having you back.
Thank you so much for me.
All right.
Have a good day.
All right, God bless you too. That is Matisse Somati. She's a financial advisor talking us through all things life cover, life insurance. Did you know that life insurance could benefit you even while you are alive? The fantastic insights there. And I hope that we'll be able to make informed decisions on that front.
AWR. Powered by SID Media.